Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, live in Los Angeles. It is The Herd on a Thursday. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, 1 hour from now. If you bet the NFL, if you play fantasy football with the NFL, or you just love it and want to get smarter with the NFL, Greg Cosell, 1 hour from now on a Thursday. Every Thursday through the season, our NFL meat sandwich gets smarter. J-Mac is joining us. What a time to be alive. Baseball playoffs are going to start. World Cup around the corner. NFL moves into its second month. Huge, huge weekend of college football. It feels like upsets all over the place potentially in college football.
Good weekend to sit around watching sports. Yep. Got two bets for tonight, but Colin, Fight Club in the NBA?
How about that? So let's talk about that. Draymond Green. Feisty Draymond Green got into a fight with Jordan Poole. They had to be separated. Draymond, you know, been around the block, a lot of rings, a lot of money, tough guy. Jordan Poole, he's a reserve, one of the first off the bench. When Steph sits, he can come in and score. They love him in Golden State. Warrior fans love us. So here's the reality with this story. My first thought was championship teams tend to get apathetic and comfortable. The Buccaneers, remember they won? They brought back all their coaches and all their players. At the end of last year, Brady said, we lacked focus. We weren't the same team. We were content. Part of New England's dynasty. They tried to even replace Brady with Jimmy Garoppolo until Robert Kraft, the owner, stepped in. The hatchet was always there. You could be cut. But the NBA is different. Because of the contracts, you can't be cut in the NBA. So after you win championships, you need Draymond Green to bark at the established stars and Steve Kerr and to challenge the future stars, Jordan Poole. It would be great if Steph could do that. Kobe was unrelenting. After championships, during championships, Michael Jordan punched teammates. Tom Brady still throwing tablets. But that's not who Steph Curry is. He doesn't throw stuff. He's not going to punch a teammate. He's not quite as obsessed or intense as Kobe Bryant. It would be great if your star was that. Brady is. Michael was. Kobe is. Wasn't Shaq. Shaq got content, put on some weight, a little apathetic, wanted to do movies. It was Kobe, Shaq, Brady. But that's not Steph. So who does it for this team? Because 99% of people in America and 99% of great athletes, and I'm talking great ones, they get their money, they get their fame, they're good. You gotta have somebody when you win a championship to poke you. Rodman did it for the Bulls. Udonis Haslam's done it for Miami. Bruce Bowen and Rodman did it for the Spurs. Lambeer did it for the Pistons. And all did it differently. Haslam is more wisdom at this point, leadership. Lambeer could hit, he could hit 24 points in a game. He could score. He was a tough guy. He'd go tackle you. Bowen could hit the corner three, but he was glue defensively. Rodman was a little out there. And Draymond Green knows exactly what he is. He's the tough guy. He's the barker. He's the communicator. He's the villain. Offensively, he's often a catalyst. For players like Lambeer and Rodman and Bowen and Haslam, you ever noticed how much those franchises know how good they are? I mean, what is Haslam still playing? Is he in it? I mean, seriously, Miami knew how valuable he was. And the Warriors, for the occasional misstep by Draymond, and I don't classify this as that, they know the value of it. All you have to do is look at the data. When he was on the floor with the Warriors last year, defensively, it was the best team in the league since the Duncan Spurs. When just Draymond was off the floor in the regular season, they were 13th in the league last year. He's the best communicator. He'll guard the tough guy. He makes the Warriors able to play small ball where teams can't catch up. Don't rely on him, and he knows it. He's not the scorer. He's not the coach. He's not the most important person. But guys like Draymond Green are why the Warriors don't become the Bucks last year. Unfocused. Yeah, the Warriors had a couple down years when everybody got hurt. But you go look at great teams. In the NFL, right? In the NFL, we know this. The Eagles won a championship. Everybody got a book deal through parades. Haven't been the same since. Tampa Bay last year wasn't the same. Rams don't look quite as gelled this year. I'll fight forever for the Draymonds, the Bowens, the Haslams, the Lambeers, the Rodmans. You hate it when they're rivals, but those teams and those players sign those guys over and over again. Rodman, until the very end, always had a good team that was interested. He started with Detroit, and San Antonio said, we want him. And then Chicago said, we want him. One lucky went to lousy teams. Phil Jackson wanted him. Popovich wanted him. Chuck Daly had him. The smart people understood the value of him, and they get it with Draymond. So, yesterday, Donovan McNabb, or the day before, former Eagle Donovan McNabb. Right now, Philadelphia's playing really good football. But you can be fooled in this league. It happens all the time. You see it in college football where you're playing a weaker conference. You have a weaker schedule. I've talked about this year with the Packers. They played the Bears. Tampa Bay was missing all their receivers. And last week, the Patriots were down to their third quarterback. Both Tampa and, I believe, New England beat Green Bay if they're healthy. They weren't, and they, you know, those wins count. But Donovan McNabb says the Eagles may look like the best team in the league, but he didn't buy him as a Super Bowl team yet.
I personally think that this team, just from what we're seeing right now, they're about a year or two away. And I say that because I think they have to continue to play together. The core of players on this particular team are kind of toward the end. Fletcher Cox, the Kelseys. We were young. We had already been to NFC championships, and we were just one piece away from being at three NFC championships. This team here is just trying to find a way to get a playoff win. I like what they're doing. They're going to continue to grow. Pieces that no one expected to step up are really stepping up. So I'm excited of the run. I'm just going to enjoy the moment and continue to watch this growth.
You know, if you're really brutally honest, every year in the big sports, there's really four teams that can win a championship. Like in baseball this year, there's really four teams that can win. Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, Braves. Mets don't have enough sticks. I thought early in the year it would happen. The Mets won 100 games, but even their own fans have issues. They don't have enough sticks to win. Let's go to the NBA. Warriors, Bucks, Celtics, Clippers. We don't trust the Sixers. James Harden postseason. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be great. Embiid's health late. Cross your fingers. They're not a championship team. But they can fool you like the Mets because they have their moments. They go on streaks, but they've got flaws. Same in college football. There's four teams that can win it. Bama, Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson. Michigan's too young at quarterback, and I don't think they have the personnel of those four. In the NFL, if you're brutally honest, I think there's four teams that can win it. The Chiefs and the Bills are obvious. The NFC's weaker, so you have to count Brady, all those players in the box. And the Niners are missing five high-end starters, and they're still physically pushing everybody in the league around. When the Niners get healthy, it's the best roster in the league, and Garoppolo already made one Super Bowl, and the NFC was much tougher the year he made it. It is wide open now. And then there's the Eagles. And I think the Eagles, like the Sixers and like the Mets, fool you. The Mets don't have the hitters. I don't trust the chemistry, Harden or Embiid's health for the Sixers. Let's be honest about Philadelphia. Buffalo's missing 5 to 6 starters, high-end starters, Pro Bowlers. San Francisco, similarly, missing their best safety, best corner, two defensive linemen, a Hall of Fame left tackle, a star running back. Philadelphia's healthy. They've gotten breaks with weather. It's a run team, and they've played in a couple of soggy games. Last year, they got into the playoffs, and they kind of fooled us, right? 9-8, got into the playoffs. What were they against playoff teams last year? Do you remember? 0-6. And at one point in that playoff game, trailed 31-0. You think that's a Super Bowl team? They're healthy. They've gotten a weather break. They've yet to play from behind in the second half of a football game. We know Buffalo can play from way behind. We know. We saw it against Baltimore. We know Kansas City plays way behind. We know Brady plays way behind. We've seen Garoppolo at Lambeau outplay Aaron Rodgers as an underdog. Philadelphia is a great story. They've got great momentum and a great, great ascending young player at quarterback. But a Super Bowl team holding a trophy, there's usually four. And there's always that one, the Sixers, the Mets, the Eagles. You kind of taught Michigan football. You kind of like watching them. They got something, but there's something there that deep down, if you're honest, you can't trust. This team got hammered in the playoffs last year. This team has not trailed in the second half. They've gotten weather breaks. They're way healthier than San Francisco, Buffalo, the Rams, Tampa. Not that they're fool's gold. They're going to win their division, and I think they'll win 12 or 13 games. It's a real team. Nick Sirianni, never come close to winning a playoff game. We're going to put him in there with Brady and Aaron Rodgers, and eventually Andy Reid and Josh Allen, and I just can't. Not yet. Donovan McNabb was right. Joe Burrow said something yesterday that I think the fans get, but the media continues to struggle with. That is coming up next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Greg Cosell, top of next hour on a Thursday. Joe Burrow was on my podcast a couple days ago, and one of the reasons I chose him to do a weekly podcast, I think he's very Midwest, very authentic, very real. His story is relatable. He went to Ohio State, had to transfer, a lot of doubters. Dad was a coach, all the things that America loves. Midwest, works hard, no baloney, really good kid. And we got talking about Tua's injury because last Thursday he played in that game with Tua, and we talked about Tua goes down. Poor Teddy Bridgewater has to walk in. It had to be brutal, but Joe Burrow said, listen, it was brutal. I felt bad for Teddy. He went and talked to him after the game. But we talked about the risk of concussions as a football player.
At somewhere, you know, I don't remember the second half, or I don't remember the entire game, or I know that I got a little dizzy at one point, but nothing long lasting. You know, you're going to have head injuries. You're going to tear your ACL. You're going to break your arm. That's the game that we play. That's the life that we live, and we get paid handsomely for it. And so I think going into every game, and you know, we know what we're getting ourselves into.
I've got a lot of people in my life who are football players and former football players. The game has never been safer. You can't hit anymore at OTAs. You'll lose draft picks. You'll be fine. You can't hit at OTAs. Hitting at practice is brief in August. Brief. Rules have eliminated headshots. There are no two-a-days. Equipment's better. In college, once the season starts, there is no more hitting for most teams. I think the fans have always understood this much more than the media. The media sometimes feel it's their job to police sports and police politicians. I get that. But when I talk to fans all the time, like it's UFC. I wouldn't do it. But not everything is for everybody. Football is a big man's game. Zach Wilson slight, Tua small. I'm getting hurt a lot. And my guess is Tua's not in the sport in 3 to 4 years. But he's good now. He's leading an excellent team now. And Zach Wilson has a promising future. But there are inherent risks for a lot of professions. Cops, firemen, guys on oil derricks, UFC fighters. Some NFL pay really, really handsomely. I think the fans have always understood that. It's the media that often pushes back that they're policing it. And I think football players, when I talk to them, former and current, they know the risks. They have a chance to make generational money. Famous lasts forever. Infamous and famous both last forever. And is there a better brotherhood than the National Football League? Teams often hire players. They work in community service. They work in the front office. They work as scouts. They work as coaches. They work as trainers. The NFL is one big brotherhood. It really is. It's a remarkable net of people that all know one thing if they've played. There's a regulated level of violence. But when you step onto that field, by the time you're a high school player, you know there's a little bit of a risk. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, let's start with the Dallas Cowboys. Cooper Rush won all three of his starts, 3-0. Now, listen, he hasn't beaten great competition. I think we've talked about that. But there is some speculation. I'll just say very little speculation that Rush could keep the starting job when Dak is healthy. Michael Irvin, former Cowboy great, quickly shut down that idea. And he's happy to give the Cowboys, that the Cowboys are giving Dak time to heal. Here's what Michael Irvin said.
This week here, I want Cooper Rush to start. I don't care how healthy Dak is, because that's the best place we can go. If Cooper Rush wins, it helps us, because then we come back and say, man, we ain't even at full strength, and we beat the world champ. If Cooper Rush lose, then we still good, because we say, we ain't even at full strength. When we get to full strength, we get beat up. But if Dak's in that game, and things go wrong, and things don't, we don't come up, then, oh my God, Armageddon around here will start. So it's the right situation, the right thing, and absolutely, when Dak gets real healthy, he gets back on the football field.
I rarely agree, Colin, with Michael Irvin. I'm going to agree with him here, obviously.
Yeah. Right? You like the Rams in this game.
I do. I'm a little nervous, but I want to check the injury report. We know injuries are big.
Well, the Rams have already lost another offensive lineman.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, with backups, generally, now Teddy Bridgewater, to me, is a starter, not a backup. Like, he's currently a backup, but when he plays for Miami, he's not as good as Tua. But Teddy Bridgewater, to me, is an NFL starter on a lower-end team.
Okay.
I don't view him as a backup. Cooper Rush is a backup. Generally, the way it works with backups is that they're fine until about week 4 or 5 or 6 playing. Remember Kyle Allen went in a winning streak?
That's right. And Carolina. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get 3 games of film and you're like, can't do that, can't do that, can't do that. Remember, Geno Smith is winning, but Geno Smith was drafted as a starter and was a starter. Cooper Rush has never been anybody's starter. Andy Dalton was. Geno Smith was. Maybe they're not as good as you project them to be. So when Geno's big. Geno can move. Geno's got an arm. Cooper Rush is a backup. There's an argument to be made. We have seen the absolute best of Geno, and now he faces the best corner in the league, the best defensive lineman in the league, one of the best head coaches. So right now it feels like, oh, Cooper and Dak. But we do know that Dak, over the course of a season, doesn't really have highs and lows as much as you kind of know he's a B-plus guy. Cooper's a C-plus guy. Because there's not a ton of footage on him in film, he looks right now like a B.
Yeah.
He's not. He's a C.
My concern is when you look at the actual matchup, just like the X's and O's, Dallas has a big edge in the trenches, Colin.
Yes.
I can't get over how bad the Rams have been. But this was against the 49ers, who we agree is one of the best teams in the league. Little come down facing McCarthy and the Cowboys. All right, next up, Kenny Pickett. He gets his first start in the NFL Sunday. And welcome to the NFL, kid. You got to face the Buffalo Bills, who are the Super Bowl favorites. And they are 14-point underdogs in Pittsburgh. The largest they've been in franchise history.
Wow.
Pickett says that the team doesn't view themselves that way.
You know, you guys, everyone else thinks we're underdogs. We don't. So, you know, we're going to go in there with some confidence. We know how great we can be when we're detailed and we execute at a high level. So that's something that we need to take care of, you know, during the week, or we won't have a shot. So it's the details. It's the little things. You know, guys run at the right depth. I got to be on time, give a great ball. You know, they'll make the plays. The line will protect. They've been doing an unbelievable job all year. So I have a ton of confidence in those guys. So it's really everyone doing their 111, and, you know, we'll be okay.
So I haven't really mentioned this yet this week. I was kind of saving it for tomorrow, but let's unload it here. Do you know who the Buffalo Bills play next week? Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh.
In Kansas City.
Oh.
Rematch of the AFC title game. We know their rivals, the two best teams in the
also,
league.
Also, Buffalo may rest some of these fringe starters. Uh-huh. Who, not fringe starters, but they got a lot of guys that are not quite ready to play, may be game time decisions.
And you're coming off a big game in Baltimore where you exhausted a lot in the second half.
Ah.
Listen, we know Buffalo's better than Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh did go there last year. Remember in the season opener, Tomlin shocked them. They had a big special team score. I just be careful laying the lumber. Two touchdowns with Buffalo when they know the Chiefs are on deck. They could go up 21-0 and kind of pull in the oars, go into cruise control.
Very
just be careful
good
here,
point.
Folks. Yeah. All right, final game. Aaron Rodgers has a new 3-year deal with the Packers in March, but he's still taking it year by year, Colin, when deciding how long he's going to play. His rookie receivers have shown promise, and Rodgers says that their development will be a factor in his decision to stay in Green Bay.
There's going to be a lot of benefits to be reaped from those guys. So I'm sure long after I'm gone, those guys get have an opportunity to be here and play. Look, my decision when it comes down to it will be obviously the physical part, the mental part, seeing where the team is at. There's some moving pieces, but, you know, that'll factor in for sure. But seeing the development of those guys, you know, can't help but be a part of the decision.
By the way, you know that Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs will be better next year, right? We both know that. And Romeo's getting better by the week, so we know that. Green Bay should go get OBJ. They probably won't. Green Bay next year does not have a pressing need in the draft. The cornerback, linebacker, O-line, they don't have a pressing need. Draft a receiver with your first pick. No, I'm serious.
I don't think they've ever done that.
For two reasons. One, now you've got two second-year players you like. There's about four high-end receivers next year in the first round. One could fall to them. It's very possible. Or move up. By the way, Green Bay's at a point where you could give away picks to move up because they don't really have a pressing need outside of this morning, a veteran receiver they can rely on. So watch what happens if they go get a number one pick. If I ran the Packers, my takeaway today is next year's first pick. You tell Aaron right now, we're going to do everything we can to sign OBJ and go get a number one pick draft. With Doubs and Watson, then Aaron, mark my words, doesn't bring up retirement. Okay. He's getting frustrated with his team. He still loves football. He gets emotional. Every time they interview him after he wins, he gets all misty on the post-game show. He didn't want to go. He is tired of tolerating stuff that Brady wouldn't, which is, please get me elite, ready-to-play receivers.
So let me get this straight. Aaron Rodgers signs a new massive deal in March.
Yeah.
Okay? He comes out, we're 5 weeks into the season, and he's talking about maybe coming back next year?
Well, no. That, to me, he was just saying somebody's going to reap the benefits of them, meaning those guys are 10-year players. He's not playing for 10 years. He's 38. The Aaron issue is very solvable. Sign OBJ, draft a receiver number one, and it's remarkable how Aaron will be like, this is kind of fun. My division still stinks and I got weapons.
Why are we talking about next? He's got a full season. They haven't even won the division. Can we win a playoff game at home?
We know he's not retiring after this
year. So Tom Brady's willing to put his marriage to a supermodel on the line because he loves football and wants to play.
Well, Aaron loves
football. This guy's talking about Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson factoring into his decision to come back.
Oh, I think it would be. Oh, absolutely.
This is the kind of stuff that puts me out on Aaron Rodgers. Like, dude, go on the Joe Rogan podcast, talk about ayahuasca, goof off with Blue Ivy or whatever her name is.
Now, come on.
Blue Star. I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the
girlfriend. Let me defend Aaron here. As you age, I can speak to this, you start tolerating less. You prune your tree, right? This friend irritates you. This job irritates you. As you get old, you start pruning your tree. Aaron is losing patience with certain Packer trends. You could solve it tomorrow. Aaron, sign OBJ. If it doesn't work, don't worry. I would literally Mark Murphy go to lunch. We're going to draft a receiver first round. Now, we may have to move up, but we don't believe this team, outside of maybe an interior offensive lineman, has a big need outside a receiver.
But doesn't it work differently where, like, you look at your board, how you rank the players? What if there's not a receiver ranked at 27?
What has happened culturally to football in the last decade?
Passing league.
There will never be another year in my life where it will be a bad receiver draft. Go look at Georgia, Florida, Texas, California. Their best 100 players for next year's class. 30% are receivers. Right. Kids know. Kids always start trends. They're on the shoes before us, the tech before us, the phones before us. High school football players want to be quarterbacks or receivers. You can't hit those two positions anymore. That's the fame. That's the touchdowns. That's the money. That's the endorsements. That's the NIL money. The Jordan Addison's moving. The Caleb Williams. It ain't going to linebackers.
So I believe the Packers drafted a linebacker out of Georgia in the first round, or somebody from Georgia.
They could have
taken Watson there. They took him in the second round. Is that like a slight to Rodgers that we went defense first?
No, I mean, listen, if you draft a Georgia player in the first round, I'm always good with it.
Right.
I mean, it's a factory. All right, J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
You know, speaking of Aaron, you know, quarterback play right now, we tend to romanticize the past, but I don't remember a time in my life where there were more great quarterbacks and they were unique, small, big, tall, fast run. Because the high end of quarterback play now is so good. I mean, simultaneously, we have the fastest quarterback ever, Lamar Jackson. Maybe the biggest, most athletic ever, Josh Allen. The most talented ever, arguably Mahomes. The GOAT in Brady. Herbert. Burrow. Because the high-end quarterback of the current league, I mean, literally the fastest, the biggest, maybe the best, the GOAT, the most talented. I don't even know how you classify Herbert, but every time I talk to an executive, they're like, outside of Mahomes, that's the guy I'd take. It's so good now that really good quarterbacks, B-plus quarterbacks, like Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins, these are really, really good quarterbacks. They're not stars, but they're really good quarterbacks, are like dismissed by fans and by a lot of media. Kirk Cousins is really good. Derek Carr is really, really good. And it's really funny this week. I read something on the internet, and I was taken back by it. We know Detroit right now is like a Big 12 football team. There's no defense. The games are great. They're wild. They come down to the last possession, but they could score a bunch of points. And one of the people in Detroit was asking, hey, first pick, do we get a quarterback? And I was like, timeout. You sound like Niner fans. You're ready to throw Garoppolo to the curb. Goff's been to a Super Bowl. Garoppolo's been to a Super Bowl. I think Jimmy gets back. So I'm going to put up Garoppolo, Goff, and Tua's numbers. Now, remember what I'm about to say is true. In the last 20 years, college football gives us, on average, one big-time franchise quarterback. Four get drafted, one hits, one's a bust, two are okay. So let's put up Garoppolo, Goff, and Tua's numbers. The quality of football quarterback play now, the very high end of it, is so substantial, is so gifted, is so great, that you have Niner fans ready to ship Garoppolo out of town. His career passer rating is 99. 2-1 touchdown ratio. He's completed 67.5% of his throws and has won over two times as many games as he's lost. Well, it must be Shanahan. Shanahan's won 30% of his games without him. Jared Goff has been to a Super Bowl. His career passer rating is 92. Over a 2-1 TD to interception ratio. His completion percentage is 64. And he's won far more games than he's lost, and that includes last year with the Lions. Tua, and I'm not a huge fan long term. Tua's completion percentage, by the way, his passer rating is number one in the league this year. He's won almost twice as many games as he's lost. His passer rating's in the low 90s, 2-1 TD to interception ratio. Garoppolo, Goff, and Tua. You have two Super Bowl appearances. Playoff wins, Tua probably gets his first playoff win this year. And you want to move these guys out of town for a draft pick. That's what I said. The Niners roster is too good to give it to somebody like a Trey Lance right now that we don't know if he can play. You can't move Garoppolo for that. You can't move Tua and Goff for a draft pick. The NFL draft gives us one great quarterback a year. About 1.5 last 20 years. If you're going to move off Garoppolo or Tua, and I'm not a Tua fan, or a Goff, you got to give me something. You have to give me an answer, a solution. Like McVay. McVay said, I like Goff. I'm going to upgrade with somebody in the league. Stafford. Okay. If you want to move off Garoppolo for whoever you view that's better, like a Stafford was out there for, okay, if you want to move off Tua for somebody like a Derek Carr to me who's better, okay. But the quarterback play at the top now is so good that we find Garoppolo, Goff, and Tua as just go get a college guy. Go get an FCS guy that hasn't played much. Are you out of your mind? You know how good you have to be to put up Tua, Garoppolo, and Goff's numbers? Tua have been to Super Bowls. So the Rams did it right. They moved off Goff with a proven high-end commodity. But, again, I'll say it. I'm a big Garoppolo fan. I will defend Detroit and Jared Goff. If you think Jared Goff's the problem with the Lions, you don't even know football. He is not the problem. I'm sticking with Goff until I can find somebody in the league that's proven that's better. Otherwise, I'd stay with him for 6 years. That's what Minnesota's doing. Minnesota, by the way, which splits with Aaron Rodgers since Kirk Cousins been there, they're like, all right, if we can get somebody better than Kirk Cousins, we're not going to draft somebody. We're not going to find Kirk Cousins. The chances are like 8% that you find. And Minnesota's too good to get a top 4 or 5 pick. So is San Francisco. So is Miami this year. Yeah, I mean, we just dismissed and cast aside some of these dudes. Jared Goff can play. Garoppolo can play. Not a fan of Tua. Look at his career numbers. You're not going to find that in the draft next year. There's not a single player in the draft, including Bryce Young, that would walk into the league next year and come close to their numbers. Now, by year two, you could get in that category. You know, except on average, one college quarterback a year does. The other four drafted don't. Stay with B2B plus. Stick with it. Unless you can find a proven commodity. I would stay with Derek Carr for the Raiders for another 8 years. You think I'm nuts? Go draft one. See how it works. Go for it. Justin Fields right now can't complete over 50% of his throws. Big question marks Trey Lance. Mac Jones ceiling, you've seen it. Zach Wilson can't stay healthy. Trevor Lawrence is it. And that's average. That is, I've seen all these quarterbacks next year. Bryce Young's the most talented, tiny. Okay, good luck. Go ahead, Detroit. Draft it, see how it works. That offense in Detroit now is dropping about 30 a game. I think they lead the NFL or second in big plays. Goff's not the issue.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting, or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the Kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It may look brutal, but tonight, Denver has to win with Russell Wilson. Has to win. Jonathan Taylor out for the Colts. Albert Breer stepping up to the plate for us. Monday morning quarterback joining us live. So let's talk about this. Ballard and Reich are very respected GM and coach. I think it's a Jim Irsay issue. I think he ran Carson Wentz off. He's impulsive. He blamed everybody. I don't think privately Reich and Ballard wanted to move off him. They finally found a guy that was good until they found the guy. So my takeaway, if they lose tonight, mid-October, they're struggling. Could Reich get fired in season? Because I think he's a candidate for another franchise.
I don't think so. Like, I think if it's going to happen, it happened at the end of the year. And I think Jim Irsay will at least have the patience based on everything that they've accomplished over their 4 years together. I'm talking about Reich and Ballard. But certainly, I think there's a sense of urgency there. And part of it is what Reich and Ballard have been able to build. There's a really solid foundation of core players there, and guys like Quentin Nelson and Shaq Leonard, Bobby Okereke, and of course DeForest Buckner, Julian Blackman in their secondary, Jonathan Taylor, of course, the reigning NFL rushing champion. And here's the thing about those guys. They're not that young anymore. I mean, even Taylor, he's in his third year, and at that position, the clock's ticking in year three. And so I think that's part of the urgency you saw from Jim Irsay last offseason when they moved off of Carson Wentz, is knowing that that core of players that they've assembled is moving into the primes of their career. And, you know, certainly I think that Jim Irsay at the end of the year would take it into account if they didn't make the playoffs, that that core has now failed again. And maybe there'd be some more serious discussion to have then. But I think Irsay knows what he's got here and knows the sort of job that Ballard and Reich have done to this point. So he's going to give them a chance to prove that that core is a group that they can win with.
By the way, Eagles came into the season with the easiest schedule. They play in maybe the weakest division. They've gotten some rainy games. They've yet to play from behind. And last year, they didn't beat a playoff team. They trailed a playoff game 31-0. Some teams peak early. Some teams get breaks. I like Philadelphia a ton. But Donovan McNabb said they're about a year to two away. And my takeaway was, I think he's probably right. What's your take on Philadelphia when you talk to your sources through the league, what's happening there?
I think they're very similar to where they were during their championship year. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win a Super Bowl, but you know, one thing I really liked about them going into 2017 was how strong and deep they were along the lines of scrimmage. And generally, when you look at it, Colin, teams that are very strong on the defensive line, very strong on the offensive line, they're going to be in every game. And so I think that's the baseline for where the Eagles were coming into the season. They had a great blend of old and new on their offensive and defensive front. So you start there. They're going to be in every game. And now when you build out from there, you're starting to see guys who are playing really well under Nick Sirianni and his staff, whether it's Darius Slay on defense, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith on offense. Miles Sanders last week had 134 yards rushing. And so, you know, I think the foundation here is this is going to be a good competitive team on a week-to-week basis based on the foundation that they built along those lines of scrimmage, and that's what makes them similar to that 2017 team. Now the swing factors are going to be those other guys, and of course the quarterback's in that group too. He's played great, and I think what's so impressive about Jalen Hurts is he's improved in areas that quarterbacks generally don't improve in. His anticipation's gotten better. His pocket presence has gotten better. His accuracy has gotten better. Now it's going to be up to those guys to maintain it, because I do think, again, along the lines of scrimmage, they've got a great, great foundation.
All right, so the Tua thing, the fencing with the hands, it was a standalone game. It's Thursday. It freaked people out. Do you think, maybe not, I think the NFL's always been pretty actionable. They'll change stuff immediately. This is not baseball.
Yeah.
Concussion protocols. What's your guess on if there's going to be some tweaking done within the league here as we speak, week to week?
I think it could happen in the next 8 hours. Like, I think it could happen before kickoff tonight. The union and the league have been talking about it. The league actually had their medical people over in England this week. On Tuesday, they met with the Premier League team doctors, the league physicians, those people, to sort of discuss different stuff. And it was a wide-ranging discussion. It included stuff like playing surfaces, but head injuries is a part of that too. So it's something that's been very front of mind over the course of the last few days without question, and in large part because of what happened with Tua. I think you're going to see significant change to the concussion protocol. And really the main thing you want to look at was what Tua went through in that Buffalo game. The gross motor instability, yeah. The way it's written right now, is you only have to pull a player out of a game if he's got gross motor instability due to a head injury. Well, who determines whether it was a head injury that caused it? The way it's written is the team doctor, which is a departure from other parts of the policy where you see the independent neurologist in charge. My anticipation is what they're going to do is they're going to remove that part out altogether. So if you see gross motor instability after an event, like we saw with Tua when Matt Milano slammed his head against the turf, he's going to be out of the game, which is what I think independent neurologists around the country have suggested forever and ever with these guys. When in doubt, pull them out. I think they're going to tweak the policy in that way where if there is gross motor instability of any kind, players are going to be pulled out of games. And I think you see it already. I mean, Colin, go back to the games on Sunday and Monday. 15 games, only one player was evaluated for a head injury and went back into a game. Think about that. There was just one player. That's Justin Reed, the safety for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
He was the only player who was evaluated for a head injury who re-entered the game. I don't think it's any coincidence that that was the way it was a few days after the Tua.
Couple of minutes left. You heard me rant about the quarterback play at the top end is so good that we're dismissing Goffs and Garoppolos and Kirk Cousins. And it's like, folks, if you want to, those guys I'm staying with for until I can get an upgrade, a clear upgrade. And you had a story about Andy Reid and that same philosophy.
Well, I love your take on this, Colin, because really, I think we get caught up so often in like, how can I find an elite quarterback? And you're acting as if there's one available every offseason. It doesn't work that way. I think the place you want to be is you want to be competent at the position, which sets you up and buys you time to go and find somebody else. And that's what Andy Reid did in Kansas City. They traded for Alex Smith, knowing Alex Smith might not be our quarterback for the next 10 years, but we can be competitive and we can build a program with Alex Smith. So they go 4 years with Alex Smith as a starting quarterback. They make the playoffs in 3 of those years. They're able to build up different parts of the roster. And every year they look at the draft and say, okay, what's coming along? Who do we like? And they wind up falling in love with Patrick Mahomes in 2017. They trade up to go and get him. They get real aggressive to go and get him. They've got the capital to do it because they built up the rest of the roster so they don't have needs all over the place. And because they've got Alex Smith on the roster, they can sit Patrick Mahomes for a year. And Patrick Mahomes is entering into a roster that's already built up. So you've essentially bought yourself 5 years to find the next guy and get the guy, next guy ready and build the roster for the next guy. And you've been a pretty good team along the way in getting there. If the Chiefs hadn't done that, do you know what class they would have been looking at if they had sold out on trying to get a quarterback that first year in the draft? That draft had Geno Smith in it, had E.J. Manuel in it, had Matt Barkley in it.
Boom.
So, I mean, that's what it is, you know? And so I think you look at like what the Raiders are doing with Derek Carr,
yes.
What the Vikings are doing with Kirk Cousins, with new coaches in those places and Josh McDaniels and Kevin O'Connell. That's 100% what it is. You can be competitive with Kirk Cousins. You can be competitive with Derek Carr, and that'll buy you time to find the next guy. Whereas if you're blowing the thing up in the beginning, you probably won't last long enough to find somebody who's truly special.
Yeah, I'm not moving off Goff, Garoppolo, Cousins, Carr. Not moving off them until I have a guarantee. Great seeing you as always. Appreciate it, Albert.
All right, thanks, Colin.
M-Drive, never tried it. Now, $5. Yep, text HERD to 55,000. M-Drive, $5, the HERD.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.